I'm talking about the actual Jesus. It's more important to enjoy Jesus himself instead of the things that we sing about him or the things we hear about him. We need to enjoy him. It's all about Jesus. I don't have another message. I am so thankful to the Lord that he knows just what we need. I told the Lord all week when I was praying and studying, I said, all I want to do is just stand up and talk about you. And Brother Sweeney, would you put that picture that was up there with his hands coming out the clouds, reaching down? I think it's the one before this one. That one. Now that is actually where we are. That is where we are. That's where we are. He says, I'm giving you one more chance. One more chance. Because he desired that none should perish. Yes. But that all should come to repentance. Yes. You see, when we are enjoying Jesus himself, we repent. Yes. We will repent from our ways. Yes. And I'd just like to see the hands of all of the people in this building that really want to go and be wherever Jesus is. I want you to put your hand up and I want you to keep it up. You want to go to be where Jesus is. You really want to go, right? You really want to be where he is, right? You say that. You really want to be. I want to be where you are, Jesus. I want to go with you. You can put your hands up. But you have to understand, this place where Jesus is a prepared place for prepared people. You have to prepare to go where he is. And I want to go back to that rhema moment that came in the building when Sister Anquette, that was a rhema moment. That was a moment for everyone in here to receive from the Lord, because his name is Jesus. And that's the message. This is where we are. I talked on yesterday. I said it to myself and I said it to the Lord, and then I said it to Carmel. I said, Carmel, somebody should have be having some dreams or some visions. Somebody should be able to tell us what the Lord is actually saying to us. Even though we're being divinely directed by the Spirit of God, emphatically, I can say we're being directed by the Holy Ghost into the things that he wants us to do. But I said, somebody should be having a dream or vision. He's not a liar. He said the young men shall see visions and the old men shall be dreaming dreams. That's so that we can always be abreast of where we are at any given time. And when he gave me the instructions for the revival that has already begun around the world, and we can truly say that the enemy is real upset, because he was okay when nobody was calling about revivals. He was fine. It was all right. He said, I got them just where I want them. I want them to have programs and conferences and all these things. It's okay. But now that you call for actual prayer, fasting, and revival, it has stirred up the enemy's army. His army is out to destroy, to kill, and to steal. And I just stand here today to say to those of you that are under the sound of my voice, you want to see Jesus? You have to prepare yourself. You have to repent. I think the pastor told me that Minister Joan preached the message yesterday to the funeral. And he just told them people, it's all about Jesus. Going to church is fine. Waving your hand is fine. Clapping and enjoying the things about Jesus is fine. But you need to be in Jesus. And we don't have no other message. We have to get in Jesus. Young man, you're going away. God has blessed you to be successful. But you need the Holy Ghost right now. You need to be sanctified before you get on that plane. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost power. The success is wonderful. The position is wonderful. All that is great. But he sent me here to tell you today, you need to be sanctified and Holy Ghost filled right now. That's the only thing. That's the real deal that's going to cover you. The minister laid hand on you. Your mother and father praying for you. But you yourself, you in your heart, must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You young lady who's leaving to leave town, you're leaving from the presence of your parents. The saints have laid hands on you, but you, your personal self, you need to be sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, because we don't know what the future holds. We just know who holds the future. And this thing is so serious. That dream that sister had, it's absolutely, completely, divinely true. The enemy has an all-out attack on the youth by holding the parents in a chokehold. Holding the parents in a chokehold. That's where he had the foothold at. Because he know how parents love their children. We will compromise. We won't really stand on the word and say, you need to be saved, sanctified now. And get down on your knees beside them and pray with them until they cry out, save me, Lord, and mean it. It's a serious case. The devil ain't playing. And you're not going to heaven just being saved. Forget it. Parents, you have a responsibility. Those of you that are in the building that the Spirit has been moving in your heart, you don't have another day. You only have today. He said today is the day of salvation. And if you want this thing like you say you want to go with the Lord, you got to get it in your heart. And you got to do like the scripture said, when Nineveh was on the verge of being destroyed by the God that made Nineveh. See, you got to understand, this God is the God that made you. You don't belong to yourself. This journey you're walking on, you're not walking by yourself. The devil is on one side, said, I'm going to take him out. God is on the other side pleading, say, call out on my name, because my name is Jesus. Did you hear what she said in the dream? Did you hear the instructions on Wednesday night? This building must be covered by anointed, sanctified, Holy Ghost praying warriors, because the enemy is right at the door. And God gave those instructions that the north side, the west side, the east side of this building must be covered. You see, young people, he don't want you saved. Because let me tell you something, he have a secret. He's been to heaven already. He know what heaven looked like He know what God looked like. He know the beauty of it. And he's determined that you shall not go. And you're playing into his game. You are playing into his game. Everything is wonderful. I have a time. I have a long time. But he said, if I can, if he just allow me, I'll take you out today. So many are going out. Young people, you are not exempt from the devil. That young man who just got shot 11 times, hiding from the enemy, but he just shot him anyhow. Running from the enemy, he still killed him. He's not playing. We playing. We're taking it very lightly. I have time. You don't have no time, Brother Smith. You don't have no time. You know about God, and if the devil take you out, it's your fault. This is a serious time. We are at the brink of his coming. He said, I'm giving you all one more chance to get it right. Not to just get saved, but to be sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, because you can't go to heaven without being Holy Ghost filled. I don't care if you've been saved for 40 years. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost, and you know your life is not lined up with this book. You can't go up. That's as far as he coming. Look at the picture. That's as far as he coming. He's coming in the midair. Lavaris, he's coming in the midair. He's not coming back to earth. You have to have the power in you to go meet him. Do you have the power, young people? Do you have that sanctifying Holy Ghost power that's going to take you up to meet him in it? Do you have it? Do you know that you know that you know that you have the TNT of the Holy Ghost to take you up there? If you don't, you're in big trouble right now. You're in big trouble right now. Let me give you another instruction. There are many people who are claiming saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, speaking in tongues, doing great things, but it's of the devil. Because they can lie. They can push God on the shelf, anytime they get ready. They come, they drop in and drop out, but they're filled with the Holy Ghost. But it's from the devil. The devil know how to speak in tongues. The devil know how to give a good testimony. The devil can preach. He can shout and spin all over this place, and he can make you shout. He make you wave your hand, but it's of the devil. There's a true, genuine Holy Ghost that makes you live right, walk right, talk right, love your brothers. And cooperate with those that are over you in the Lord. Check yourself. You're not cooperating with those that are over you in the Lord. You don't have the right Holy Ghost. Saints of God, we're about to leave here. I can say any day now. Any day now, we're about to leave here. Are you really, truly ready? Do you know that you know that you know that if he shakes the clouds right now, you're going up? Those who know, if he hit that button now and his father say, go get my people, and you ready, put your hands up right now. You know you're going. You pay your tithes. You don't lie. You be obedient. You attend your services. You give God more time than you give to yourself. Are you ready? You know you're ready. You feel with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. Are you ready? Do you know you're ready? God trying to give you one more chance. If you're not ready, you need to hit the altar. If you're not ready, you need to be at the altar already. Because death, there is only one step between you and death. You can make God hates liars. Check yourself. Check your life. Have everything you said was the truth? Have you been telling the truth? Have you been respecting the Holy Ghost like He said you should? Have you been being obedient to the Holy Spirit? It's easy to say, yes, I'm ready. But He said, everybody that say, Lord, Lord, ain't going to enter. What promises that you have made to the Holy Ghost that you have not fulfilled? His name is Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Not to the bishop, not to a building. Have you gone into Jesus? Have you gone into the Spirit of Jesus? Is your life conducive to this word? He said in Revelation, if you add to my word and say, this is all right, and that's all right, God understand. He said, if you add that, I add the plagues to your life. Are you suffering? He said, if you take away from this book and not doing exactly like I say, and you can't do it like exactly like He said because you don't read the book. But we still praise in the Lord, but that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You got to get in the book and operate the book. We study, we go to college and we study because we want to pass. We want to make the grade. My niece just finished getting her education and a BA degree. She passed and she struggled and she went through night and day, no rest, studying. She passed. What are we doing about this book? How much do we study this book intensely? To make sure that I'm doing it exactly like He says. How many of us know this book? Or we know about this book? Do we study it? Everything in this book is valuable. Everything that He's spoken in this book. It's for your learning so you can make it into the kingdom of God. You're not going if you don't know it, because you don't know what to do. You don't know if you're even doing it. He suffered for this. He suffered. He paid a great price for this, and we hold it so carelessly. It's not first on our list. This is not what we study to make that grade for Him to say, well done. I'm telling you today, it's all about Jesus. Nothing else matters. If you don't have Jesus sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, your life is nothing. Brother John, it's nothing. It's nothing. If Jesus is not at the head of it and orchestrating every move you make and every step you take and every decision you make it with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You don't have nothing else. Because they just sang the song, nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than God. Is He the greatest in your life? Or what you're doing and what you're pursuing? That's the greatest, because I need to get this done. He said, where am I in the picture? What rank do I hold in your life? Where do I stand in your life? He said, I am the Lord God and I'm a jealous God. You know what jealous men do to women? You know what they call them? Fatal attraction. People attract to someone so much, and if they can't have you, they put your lights out. That's how much Jesus loved us. God loved us so much. He gave His Son to give His life. He gave his only son, Jesus, so that he can be whipped, so that he can be scorned, so that he can be ostracized, spit upon, called everything but the Son of God, whipped all night long. He prayed. No wonder he's not going to force nobody to do nothing.
Amen.
You know why? He know he have two places for you.
Amen.
If you do what I say, like I say, I have a place in the heavenlies for you with me. But it's okay. It's okay if you want to do your own thing. It's okay if you want to put me secondary. It's okay if you want to ignore me. It's okay if you got your own plans and you make up your own business. That's okay. But I got the last say. He said, young men, young women, rejoice. He said, rejoice in your youth. He said, let your heart cheer you. Do whatever you want to do. Do it the way you want to do it. Do it all. He said, rejoice. Have a good time. He's telling you, have a good time, young people. Do what you want to do. Do it like you want to do. Let your heart cheer you. But he said, I want you to do one thing. Remember thou this. You remember this one thing. You can forget everything else in the world. But he said, you remember thou this, that for all of your joyful times, for all of the things you did and all of the days you just ignored me, all of the days that you didn't even pick up my word, and all the days you had a good time and you was very successful, he said, you remember this one thing, that for all of these things, I'm going to bring you into judgment. He said, I'm going to bring everything you did, whether it was good or whether it was bad, everything you did in secret, everything nobody don't know about, he said, I'm going to bring it all up into judgment. Now, you know, some of us don't want no record open up of what we did in secret and no judgment. But he don't have a problem doing it. I looked at the birds this morning as I stepped out of my door. And I said, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, have your way. And I watched those birds. And I remember them. That when they had their little nest, they had their nest. And it was a problem for me to go in my own backyard. Because those birds was very protective of their little ones. They hadn't hatched yet because they were fierce. The squirrels could not climb a tree and go anywhere close to their nest. They would call for help and they would fight that squirrel to the end. Anybody walk out in that backyard, you would hear the noise of those birds protecting. Protecting what God had given them. And they will fly right down on your head. And they'll stand up close by wherever you are and they'll follow you till you go in your house. Because they were protecting what God gave them. They're not so fierce now. They're still there, but they're not fierce. But you know what happened? Birds bring forth birds. And birds protect their birds. Keep them safe until they're strong enough to carry themselves. They don't want anybody coming close to what they have. And he told Peter, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. You was catching fish, but now I'm going to allow you to catch men. And he said, go and make disciples like yourself. Every child that God has given us to bring in this world, he brought it for an army for himself. We are supposed to protect them with our life through the sanctifying power. Bring them to the altar of God and make sure. The song says, be very sure. that they are, like what the birds do, protected in God's keeping until they are become matured in the Lord. It's so sad for you to go to heaven and your children go to hell.
Jesus.
We have a responsibility. Today is just about Jesus. Calling you to come to Jesus. The song says, nobody can help you but Him. Nobody can save you but Jesus. I wonder why people do not receive Jesus and all of His resources that He had given them. Why would our children that were born out of holy wombs, why they don't want to come to Jesus? Why they want to get the fullness? They say, I'm saved. All of them saved. Everybody, all the children around here, they're saved. But they won't go no further. They stay right there. But that's not good enough, young people, those of you that are in the building. It's not good enough. Yes, you've lived this long life of wherever age you are because of your mother and father's in the church prayers. But how long is that going to last? How long? You have to get salvation for yourself. Why? Why would you not come and be sanctified and Holy Ghost filled? Why? You just love Him. That's it. That's all. I just want to love Him. But I got my own life to live. I want to be like I want to be. I want to do what I want to do. I want to go where I want to go. That's why Dalo had to go to jail, because the child wanted to do what she wanted to do. And I understood that just a few weeks before he preached about the youth and how the enemy is just beating them down. You see, Satan is of no respect to a person.
Amen.
He'll try any one of you. Your children not saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, they'll do the same thing that his child did. They'll call the police on you in a heartbeat. We have to stop playing with the enemy. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You need to come to Jesus now. Not only get saved and say you love Jesus. We're not looking for emotion. We're looking for transformation.
Amen.
We're looking for manifestation and transformation. Your life has to be changed. You have to be changed. And your whole focus must be on the work of the Lord. And everything else is secondary. And there's nothing that God can't do. And this thing is so well put together. He told us in the lesson that we read this morning, we have witnessed to this thing. It has been done, it has been proven, and it's real and it works. But I have a fear in my heart. I have a great fear in my heart for the children of the body of Christ. I see their unconcernedness, their laid backness. They don't want to move. Yes, they come down there and you pray for them and they call Jesus for a little bit, but they don't get the real deal. They have to get the real deal to live holy. They must get the real deal. They must get the wholeness. They must get sanctified. How many young people in here today, young people from the age of, maybe 30 down, that you sanctified? Put your hand up. You sanctified. Put your hand up. From 30 down, and I know I'm looking at some 30 year down people in there, and nobody has put their hand up and they've been saved forever and a day. Not sanctified. So if you're not sanctified, I don't need to ask about the Holy Ghost, because you don't have Him. The Holy Ghost lives in a sanctified heart. And I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it again. You can't go to heaven without being sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. Amen?
Amen.
So what you saying? What you doing? What are you doing? Why are you wasting the time to be so successful if you're not sanctified and Holy Ghost filled and ready to be with the Lord should any mishap come? Why? Why, when you say you want to go to heaven, you want to be with the Lord, you love Him? Why? Why not? Why, Brother Hanson? Why not? Why? Why? there is death and danger in delay. You need him now. You got to have him now. The devil is on his attack and he got his eyes on you. He got his eyes on you. He got his eyes on you, Matt Lester. He's ready to attack those that run out quickly without having the fullness. Not having the fullness of what God says. He's ready to attack you. And if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost to defend you, because you are no match for the devil. You are no match for the devil. You're living on borrowed prayers. You're living on borrowed prayers. All those animals that run in a pack, they feel good because they're with the big wheel. They're with the big cow. Or they're with the big horse. They're with the strong ones. They feel protected. But the more the big ones run, the more the big ones run, sister, the weak ones get left behind. The weak ones get left behind, Brother Fountain. And that old lion, he's been watching for a while. He have patience. That old lion, he have patience. He just follow you. As you go, he just follow you. You with the pack? My mama's praying. My daddy's praying. The church praying. You feel real safe. Long as you're with the pack. But keep on. Let the strong ones keep moving. Let them keep moving. And the more they move, and you don't have what it takes, the further you get back. The further you get back. He don't attack those little lions right away. He don't attack those little cows right away. He wait until the pack is good and out the way. He waits till they're good and out the way. He don't want to miss because that's his dinner. He ain't going to miss. So he calculate the movements. He has patience. And when those, see, you got to understand, those animals love their little, what they have, but they're all looking out for themselves. You get out the pack, they don't turn around and come and get you. No, they don't turn around and come get you. And that old lion knows that's my dinner. He goes right on out. He gets that little one. And you know what? That pack keep going. This is what the enemy is doing to you young people. And some of you old people. He's watching you. He's looking at you and how you operate. As long as you're with the church and with the people, you're jumping, you're going, you got it all good. But he got his eyes on you. Sister Jean, he have your eyes on you. He got his eyes on your sons. And he have patience. The devil have patience. He just wait. He just wait. He just wait. And if you don't have what you need, if you're not seeking God, you're not studying the word, you're not staying up on the word, you're not fasting and praying, you're not seeking out the word of God, you're just running in and out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're just running in and out. You come now, you don't come. You don't get sanctified. You don't get the Holy Ghost. It's only a matter of time. We see it happen all around Ridgeway. It's only a matter of time. He got them young folks by himself and he had his way. Oh yes he did. Right out your house. Because they didn't keep up with the strong God of the universe. They didn't seek God and they still not seeking God. Still not seeking God. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. And your mama can't do you no good, or your daddy can't do you no good. And the saints can't do you no good. They can only pray, but God saw your heart. He saw that you wanted to do everything you wanted to do. Act like you wanted to act. Go and come when you wanted to come. Be who you wanted to come. You left him out. Depending on the big pack. But the big pack is gone. Look at the sign again. That's where we are. You want to go there? Everything you're doing is good, but ain't none of that going to get you to heaven. None of it's going to get you to heaven. Only being saved, sanctified, holy, sanctified, holy, baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, and baptized in water. That will get you to heaven as you walk with God.
That's the truth.
All we can do is tell you. We can't make you do anything. His name is Jesus. The dream has gone forth. The warnings have gone forth. Satan, Sister Andrea, is on the attack. He's on the attack. Be very sure. Be you individually. No group thing. I can't be sure of Pastor Clark. I can only be sure of Emily. I can only know where Emily is in the Lord. I'm going to heaven by myself. Pastor Clark, Minister Jones is going by themselves. You're going to be called one by one. It's no Mr. and Mrs. or mama and daughter. Now I ask you again, do you really want to go to heaven where Jesus is? You really want to go, you do something about it. You'll start to doing some more than what you're doing. Sitting back and looking and acting like it's all good. It ain't all good if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't make it. You're not going to make it. And I hope today that what God has told you in that dream for this revival, and don't wait till tomorrow, because we could all be dead tomorrow. So don't bank yourself on what you got and what you're going to do. Don't say what you're going to do and where you're going. The Bible say don't play me like that. Don't play me like that. You don't know what tomorrow going to bring. He said you're not even promised no tomorrow. So don't stand tall on tomorrow. You don't know nothing about tomorrow. You only got this minute. So don't hold on tomorrow. I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going. You don't know. You ain't doing nothing tomorrow. Because ain't no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow, Brother John. The God that made you and made this world said ain't no tomorrow. So how you standing up tall and talking about what you going to do tomorrow? You better say it is the Lord's perfect will. I'm going to do thus and so. Or I'm going to go thus and so. This is deadly serious. This life and death I'm talking about today. I'm talking about life and death. Sin can never enter there. And all unrighteousness is sin. There's no little sin and no big sin. Sin is just sin. And it's spelled, you know, you don't even put no S on that. You know that? You don't even put no S on sins. You look through that Bible and see if you see an S on sin. He said just sin. Any kind. He don't put an S on it because anything, anyhow, that is unrighteous, he says just sin. There's no in between. So we pray with a power that's above all power. Let's get it right. Let's call on the name of Jesus. Let's just get God right. Just live right. And make it into heaven. You're going to die anyhow. Everybody going to die anyhow. We just don't know how soon or how late. All of us is on death row, Sister McDaniel. We on death row. We got to get it right. We better make sure we have it right. Doesn't matter how long you've been saved. A lot of us been saved a long time. We still ain't gotten it right. It's serious. It's serious. It's all about Jesus. And he didn't give me a message today. He didn't give me nothing. But he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Unto me. You know the song, he did it just for me. And I'm done. The altar's open. altar is open. While I was talking, you could have come to the altar. Don't wait. Never wait for an altar call. Throw yourself down in your seat.
Amen.
And begin to call out on Jesus and get what you need. Because there's nobody that can give you nothing. They only can pray for you. Get on your knees and you call on God. And you get it for yourself. And when they make the altar call, you can jump up and say, I got saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled right in my seat. God is in this place. God is in this place. Is there anyone really want to get it really, really from your heart and want to get it right? Anybody? You want to really, truly, from your heart, get it right with God and be, you could be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled right now. Play around talking about tomorrow, Chanel. Don't play around talking about tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know where your name is on the chart. You need it now. That we are like the people that have no fear. We don't fear that the Lord done told us that ready to take us out. We don't even fear that. You think not me. Not me. Why not you? He came and he did it just for you and just for me. He came and he did this just for you. He went through all that he went through just for me. Jesus, your mom and daddy didn't do it. Jesus did it just for you. Jesus came and did it just for you. Think about what he did. Can come with their daughters, fathers can come with their sons, and let's all run to Jesus and be saved.